and a sense of new kindled faith and trust in you. So as this word goes forth, let it be received, because it's by your Spirit that it's being preached. And we're going to receive it and be blessed by it. In Jesus' name, amen. How many here want everything God has for you? Everything that He bought and paid to give you, right? All the promises, Joe says, you know, it's for every, you know, I'm taking it, you're taking it. It's for every, no respecter of person, right? Don't you love that about the Lord? Anything in this word, if you're a child of God, it says all the promises are yes, so that you can say amen, which we all know means be it unto me, exactly as the word says. Amen. Benefits of speaking in tongues. Now everybody's cheering now, right? Hallelujah. Have you noticed when you watch TV and all the Christian ministries that are on there? Now the body of Christ, you know, they do statistics. All these people count things. You know that I think it's like 3% of the body of Christ is what you would call spirit-filled or believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But then when you go on TBN and Daystar and the God Channel and all these new, they got a few new ones, the Inspiration Channel and all these where God's pushing through. You know what? Every single head of those networks are spirit-filled and pray in tongues. Doesn't, you know, let's be a little bit like scientists today and figure this out. Every supernatural ministry and anybody that's really doing something big for God is filled with the Holy Spirit and prays in tongues. The disciples, the first disciples of Christ, were all filled with the Holy Spirit and prayed in tongues. It never was supposed to change, be diluted, or taken out of the Word 2,000 years later. Amen? Jesus says, everything that I bought and paid for you to have, I want you to enjoy and use as a benefit to you. Why do you think Lester Summerall's network is on TV for the last 45, 50, 60, 70 years and blessing people? That man was filled with the Spirit, got direction from God, did things that other people wouldn't do because he heard directly from the Lord. Amen? God's no respecter of person. What he does for one, he does for us all. He wants us to believe and trust him in every area of his word. So with that said, let's look at, now if you're praying in the Spirit, I guess this is like, come on, let's do it some more type, a little encouragement, amen? But if you're not praying in the Spirit, or you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, if you are a born-again child of God, you can have that gift, amen? Nobody's withholding anything from you. And if you haven't got it, we can lay hands on you, and you can receive it today before you leave. Amen? All right, speaking in tongues is a supernatural mean of direct communication with God. How many want to speak to God, direct, communicate with him, and so the enemy can't even understand what you're saying to God? Amen? You don't want him intercepting your prayer and then like putting a big roadblock up and getting all the people that you're trying to influence against you. This is a wonderful thing that God's given us. Why don't we take advantage, right? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Why don't more people unify in this thing and get some of this spiritual power? The enemy's a liar. Don't listen to him. God wants us all to speak in tongues and be blessed with power. Amen? It says here, follow the way of love and desire spiritual gifts, especially to prophesy. For anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but who? I'm speaking to God right now in a communication that he and I understand. Amen? No one else can intercept that. Sometimes your mind is unfruitful, but you know what you're doing? You're either interceding for something in your own life, or you're praying for the benefit of somebody else, and the devil can't intercept or understand anything you're talking about. Man, how many times, I always use this testimony. One time I was at EB, and I was working the third shift, and I was just, you know, I was fairly new in the Lord, but I'd gotten filled with the Spirit, and I had to walk from the center of the yard over to the north yard, which is probably 2-3 football fields in length, to get from one yard to the other yard. And as I'm going along, going to my job, my assignment, the Holy Spirit says, I want you to pray in tongues. And I said, okay. So I just prayed in tongues, and I got to my job, and I did my job, and I came back, and that early next morning, I left and punched out, went back home. And when I got home, my wife said, so-and-so called me last night around 3 or 4 in the morning, and she was distraught, having a hard time with her husband, blah, 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 blah. All this was going on, but by the time I finished, she was okay. And the Lord said, when you were praying for her in the spirit, and you were helping your wife to minister to this woman. And I said, really, Lord? Yeah, that's how it worked. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like fueling her so she could minister over here, and this woman got set free, and we all got blessed. Amen? It's like the woman at the well. You know, Jesus got fed a meal that no one knew about. He was so gratified that he could talk to the woman, and the woman got blessed. Amen? Got so excited, she evangelized almost the whole city. Amen? This is what happens when you pray in the Spirit. After that, the Lord says, look, you don't need really to know all the different details, but when you're praying in the Spirit, you got to know this. Something good is happening. It says in the Word that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? He ain't got, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I'm going to get a good gift here. I don't know about this. He says, if you're asking God for the Holy Spirit, He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. He's not going to give you some off-the-wall thing. And when you're filled with that, it's like, ooh, wow, this is good. This is the pause or the refreshing that comes when everything is stressing you out and you sit down and you pray in the Spirit a little bit. It's like that cloud lifts, amen? Puts you in peace, hallelujah. So know that you have a direct communication with the Lord. Speaking in tongues enables you to intercede effectively, just like we were talking about. The perfect will of God being prayed for that situation. Well, where do you see that? Look at Romans chapter 8. How many want us to get them pray more? If you're praying, if you're already filled up, you want to pray more now. I'll tell you what, I made a decision probably 4 or 5 months ago to turn off the sports radio and start praying in the Spirit. Things are happening. Got the sound system taken care of. Got a new camera. Got some new direction. Feeling good about what's going on. Amen? I feel things happening in the Spirit like never before. Why? Praying in the Spirit more. Good things happen when you pray in the Holy Spirit. Look here at Romans chapter 8, verse 26. How many are filled? How many want to pray more? In the same way, the, capital S, Holy Spirit, helps you in your weakness. That's what we're talking about earlier. When we are weak and we don't have any way out, who's going to get the glory? Right? Well, we don't know what we ought to pray for, but I got somebody that's closer than a brother living inside of me, and he knows how and what to pray exactly the way to do it. Amen? So when I pray, the Spirit Himself intercedes for you and I with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our heart knows the mind of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. And how does He do it? Tim quoted it, according to God's will. Ask anything according to my will and I hear you, and I will give it to you. Do you have to ask in English? You know how much stuff you've gotten praying in the Spirit that you don't even realize that you were asking for something? You prayed it in the Spirit, and the next day it showed up, and you didn't put two and two together. But God said, I heard your heart. I heard your spirit. I know what you really need. You might be asking something over here out of your head, and over here you're praying in the Spirit, and you're really asking God what you really want and what you really need. Because you don't want to tell him because you're trying to hide that from him, right? But he knows. This is what I really need. Amen? I lost y'all. Everybody's thinking about something. You know what? Yeah. I know what he's talking about. So when you're praying in the Spirit, and you know what? You really want that more than anything else. Because once you're free, hallelujah. Amen? What does getting free with God do? You know, we're supposed to be confident by faith in him, but it gives you even more confidence. Amen? When you're busy doing God's work, guess what? You're saying, wow. And God says, I want you to keep that kind of attitude. You're my warrior. Nothing can hurt you. You're clothed with my armor. Amen. You got your shield up. Your tongue is like the pen of a ready rider. That sword of the Spirit is wiping everybody out. Yeah, I'm God's man. Amen. That's the way we should feel about our God. Amen. Holy Ghost boldness and confidence in the power that he's put in me. Hallelujah. Praying in tongues gives you the ability to worship the Lord in an unlimited way. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Then you run out, right? I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. But when you get in the Spirit, you can just praise him in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, you're uttering words and sentences and syllables and paragraphs of praise and honor unto him that you hadn't. You just keep going and going and going from that unlimited supply. The wellspring, amen? Rivers of living water. Why the devil fights, I know why he fights it. It's such a powerful thing. Yeah, look at John chapter 4. You want to stay in the Spirit. What is God? Who is our Father? He is a, and what does it say here in John chapter 4, verse 24? Yet a time is coming. And now has come, Jesus, is this red letter in yours? It says, where the true, how many worship God today? Are you a true worshiper? Then a true worshiper worships the Father in Shilebrio Sandaramakaya. And I love you, Jesus, you're my King, truth, Spirit, and truth. Amen. True worshipers do both. I love Norval Hayes. Remember him years ago? The Baptists used to invite him to speak. And we all know that our brothers in the Baptist church, they're not too keen on praying in tongues. But he would come up and say, you want everything God has? And I'd get him all riled up. Then he says, all right, turn over to Acts chapter 2. And he would talk about the baptism. And then they'd all... What happened to the excitement and enthusiasm, right? Because they've been taught wrong and they think there's some demonic thing there. There's nothing demonic about praying in the Spirit. God wants us all to enjoy it and be blessed by it. Amen? I want to worship God in an unlimited way. Look at Acts chapter 10 here. Look at verse 46. Only good stuff happens when you pray in the Holy Spirit. Only you want good things to happen, right? You want a lot of good stuff to happen. You want your business to be blessed. Pray over it every day in the Spirit. And you're going to open up doors and you're going to get ideas that you never got before. Amen. Look here at verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on those who heard the message. The circumcised believers had come with Peter were astonished, right? That the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues in the Spirit and praising God. Amen. So the praise in the Spirit, that's a spiritual form of worship right there. Worshiping the Father in spirit and truth. And that was an evidence that they had been filled with the Holy Spirit, was this heavenly language. Every place that you see, 9 times out of 10 in the Bible, when they got filled, what happened next? They spoke in other tongues. Amen? It's the evidence that you've been filled. And it's something that God does with us. It's like a sign of surrender unto Him. Why don't you want to do it? Because you don't want to surrender, right? You don't want to give that up. I'm in control. God says, no, I want to be in control. I want to get the glory. Forget about the I. For me, it's him. He did it. Amen. That's where He wants us to be. He wants to pour out everything on us so we can pour it back to Him. And everybody will say, boy, those people really know God. And you know, notice it's just Jesus that they're concerned about. We invite you to pray, but don't use the name of. You can use Muhammad. You can pray to Buddha. You can pray to that plant. You can contemplate your navel, but don't pray to Jesus. Why? Because He's the truth. Jesus said it this way: I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. He didn't say Muhammad was the way. If it was, Jesus would have said, Muhammad's the way. But He wasn't the way. Amen? All right, got another good amen there. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues edifies your physical body. Amen? Look at Jude. All the way toward the back of your Bible. It's only got one chapter. Verse 20. Boy, a lot of good stuff here in Jude. That small chapter, you read that and meditate on that. It's good stuff. But you, my dear friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord, build God up. No, who? Build you're depressed, Rico. Build yourself up. In the Holy Ghost, right? Build yourself up in your faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Because all that depression and all the lies of the enemy, when you get into that place, we kick in example one. The perfect prayer is going forth. He's disintegrating that devil that's trying to depress you or hold your blessing up or whatever it might be. Then you get filled up in the Spirit. You're communicating with the Father. Angels are being commissioned and released. You get, oh man, you feel a big breakthrough. The breaker anointing's released. You busted up all the devil's plans, and all of a sudden you start laughing. And they say, how come you be laughing with the bad medical report you got? He says, because I just received my healing. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, that money I needed, I just saw somebody deposit that $1 million in the bank that I needed. Somebody walked in that looked like me and paid off my mortgage. Remember Creflo Dollar? There was somebody in his church that had a big mortgage, and he went to go make the monthly payment, and they said, you paid with it. Yesterday you walked in here and paid that $300,000 mortgage off. Don't you remember? And the guy says, yeah, I remember. It can happen. Remember, no respecter of person? Yeah, he got his blessing. I'm next. Amen. Right? Gravy jobs for Tim. All he has to do is show up and they're going to pay him. And not only that, he's going to have 3 or 4 people there that he can lead to the Lord, because that's the real reason he's there. Amen. Amen? That's the real reason we're there. You might think you're working on drugs. You're not there working on drugs. You might be over there mowing somebody's lawn. You're not there mowing that guy's lawn. You're beating up the devil every day you go over there. This guy's going to come out and ask you, what must I do to get saved? As you're on the tractor praying in the Holy Ghost. Ba-da-da-da-da. He says, oh, hey, I remember your mother forgot to bill me 5 years ago, and I got the check for you. Somebody's bugging me to pay it. And if I don't pay this thing, I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight. Amen? Amen. That's how it works. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Glory, hallelujah. Building yourself up on your holy faith. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Verse 21. This is the key. When you're praying in the Spirit and the energy of the Holy Spirit's working through you, it's keeping yourselves in God's love. So when that ornery guy comes up, you know, work that bothers you, you won't be bothered by him no more. Yeah, you'll be saying, oh, bless you, Frank or Fred or Sue or Joe or whoever it might be, right? Instead of, I want to kill you like you normally would be, right? I want to kill you and tell God that you died. No. Be merciful. You're being merciful to those. How come they can't get it? How come they don't understand? I was playing cribbage with Steven a couple weeks ago. And, I've been playing for years. He's just started. 2 plus 2 and a run of 3 is 8. And he goes, and 1. I said, how can you be so stupid and still breathe? What did I say? What did I say? He's got 3 points and he goes, 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. I said, what? I did. I said it. I was wrong, Lord. I know. I'm using it as an example. Be merciful to those who doubt. You're snatching some from the fire, right? They're getting born again before they die. Because you're praying in the Spirit. And you're showing others mercy that don't deserve mercy. That's us. Yeah? Mixed with fear. You don't even like being around them normally. But now that you're around them and you're filled, you're there on a different mission of compassion and love. And you're seeing them as Jesus sees them. Amen? And you want to minister to them and help them. Wow, that's all from praying in the Spirit. Amen? Praying in the Spirit helps you effectively resist temptation and overcome the desires of your flesh. When you're filled up with the Spirit, it was like Jesus at the woman at the well. They wanted to feed him. Aren't you hungry, Master? And he says, no, I just ate. My flesh is satisfied. Amen? Hallelujah. It's good. Look at Galatians chapter 5. We got to have scriptures to back up what we say, correct? Look at verse 16. When you're in the Spirit, what happens? So the flesh, correct? The flesh says, when your spirit is motivated and praying in the Spirit energizes you, so your spirit man has the ascendancy, the gratification of the flesh will be on the low scale. You'll be more interested in doing the Lord's work than trying to take care of, oh man, I didn't have breakfast today, I'm hungry. Amen? You'll be thinking more about what does the Lord desire. And you'll be able to put down, I'm just using food as, that's an easy one we can relate to. But there's other things. Amen? Turning on the ball game when God wants you to do something else. Oh, I got to go out and mow, but the lounge chair is so comfortable right now. I'll get the garbage out later, right, Jonathan? I'll do it mañana. Hallelujah. So we're looking at verse 16 here. Thank you, Jesus. So I say, Jesus speaking through the Apostle Paul to us today, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sin nature or the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. How many have found that out lately? Every time you want to do something good for the Lord, what happens? The phone will ring. The kids will cry. Some distraction will come. And you'll need a natural thing that you got to take care of until you get to the place and say, I'm turning the phone off. How many have turned their phones off for more than 2 hours? Or how about this? You walked out of the house and you're 20 miles down the road and you go, where's my phone? Oh my, it's almost like you have a panic attack. What did we do before we had cell phones, right? Or you're walking down the street and you hear bloop, 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 and the guy's, I gotta look at that right away and see what it is, right? What if God was talking to us every second? What if we had cell phones and the Lord was using them, we'd be in great shape, wouldn't we? Because we'd know immediately, oh, the Lord wants me. But you gotta get your spirit sensitive to that, because he's texting you all the time, but he uses a different method. Amen. It's called spirit to spirit communication. And when you spend fellowship and you spend time and you get up in the morning and the first thing you do is open your Bible and say, thank you, Jesus, I love you, Lord, will you please talk to me today, will you give me some direction this morning on what I'm going to do today and how I'm going to live today, be amazing how far you're going to go. Amen? Simple truths that they just reap such great dividends. Look at verse 25 here. So it says, since we live by the Holy Spirit. See, this guy, Paul, is preaching faith over these people. Since you, fellowship of the believers, live by the Holy Spirit all the time, amen? Keep yourself in step with the Spirit. Don't become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. In other words, when you're walking in the Spirit and you're praying in the Spirit and your spirit man is energized, envy, conceit, and all those other things, you won't even be thinking about any of that stuff. You'd be blessing those who persecute you. What would Jesus do, right? Speaking in tongues brings about a spiritual refreshing, renewal, and rest for the weary. That's Isaiah 28:12. Speaking in tongues causes the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be released in you. How many want to be used with the gifts of the Spirit? Lay hands on the sick. Get a word of knowledge, prophecy, amen? All those types of things. Wow, that's what I want. Word of wisdom, tell you something's going to happen in the future. Dreams and visions in the night season. Wow, hallelujah. When you're praying in the Spirit, it energizes your spirit, so you're sensitive to all these gifts. And it's easy to flow in them, amen? You'll find out that you might be pronounced in one of the gifts more than another gift. Amen? Amen? And God will use you mightily in that area. That's where you want to be effective. Acts chapter 19:6 says, Paul laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came on them. They spoke with tongues, and what happened immediately after being filled? Gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they prophesied. Right after being filled, they just started, God says, I can use you now. You're sensitive to me. Hallelujah. Do you see the divine connection between praying in the Spirit and the operating of the gifts of the Spirit? Experience has proven that the more you speak in tongues, then the more manifestations of the Holy Spirit will operate through you, because you're more sensitive to Him. Amen? The less you speak in tongues, the less the gifts will operate. Right? Be scientific. Look at anybody, like I said, the first thing I said. Look at all the different ministries that are doing anything for God that are really pronounced in doing things. Joyce Meyer, filled with the Holy Ghost. Andrew Womack, filled with the Holy Spirit. Joseph Prince, filled with the Holy Spirit. Bill Winston, filled with the Holy Spirit. All those people are filled with the Holy Spirit. They got mega churches. Everybody else wants to go sit and not even be recognized. Hide somewhere. Anybody that's filled with the Spirit, they got an outstanding ministry. They want to reach out and help. Amen? And God blesses them accordingly. So just to recap, the supernatural church and those who are filled with the Spirit, this will enable you to supernaturally communicate with God, will spiritually edify you, amen, help you overcome the flesh, give you a spiritual refreshing, enables you to pray God's will, releases the unlimited flow of worship to your God, and ushers you into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's just pray in the Spirit for a moment. Now, God loves it. And if you're born again, you can jump right in and get filled while we're... If you've never been filled, you can get filled while we're... And no one will know the difference. Father, I thank you for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit right now to all your children. I remember one minister said he prayed for a couple hours in the Spirit, and then God showed him what he was going to do for the whole year in the ministry. Just get yourself in that place that you want to communicate with the Holy Ghost, amen, and listen to him. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The triune Godhead, help me, Jesus. Help me overcome in every area of my life. Make the crooked paths straight for me, Jesus. You know my needs before I even ask, Lord. Let all my needs line up to your will. And if I ask according to your will, you hear me. And you give me the desires of my heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Does anybody that's never been filled that desires to be filled? You're filled, right? Yep. You haven't been filled? Let's just lay hands on them while you're sitting there and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, fill them up. And we come against, you got to want it though, Jonathan. That's the key. If you want it, it's a good thing for you. You're filled with the Spirit, right, Rico? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this time today. And you on the TV, anybody that desires, just put your hand as a point of contact on the screen. And I believe right now you'll be filled. If you're born again and you wanted this gift, be filled with the Holy Spirit and just start praising him in that unknown tongue. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We honor you and we bless you by receiving everything you want for us. And we give you the thanks for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, if you've been filled, why don't you call us and give us a little bit of a notification and give us a testimony of how you've been filled. Amen? We're here for you. God bless you. See you next week on the TV. Amen. Father, bless the rest of the congregation and bless our week and bless the food on the other side as we fellowship and continue to flow in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.